Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX 306. Happy Friday to you. Stairway to Kevin.
Yeah, let's play around with this. I saw this video last night. It made me laugh, and I thought the video's funny, but also there's something we can talk about after the fact. It's about simulation theory, right? We talk about it all the time for people that are just not, haven't listened to us talk about it before. It's just the idea that the world is just a simulation, like a video game, and we're just all a part of it, and we don't know it. But this video is funny, so we'll play this. I want you obviously not the video. You'll hear the audio of this. I think it's pretty funny, but then I want to talk about a couple things about it afterwards.
Let me tell you something, dude. If I find out this whole life thing is a simulation, I'm not going to be happy. If this is real and this is life and I'm responsible for the choices I've made, I can live with that. But if I find out someone else is responsible for the decisions I've made, I'm going to be pissed. My player sucks. I've been stuck on the same level for 7 years. Hey, maybe Google some cheat codes, guy. Just picture some guy up there like, this is difficult. I can't figure it. I guess we'll just go to work again. Getting bored down here! I want Elon Musk's player. Who's playing his character? That guy's killing it. My guy has no idea what's going on.
Like, oh, my character turned 29 today. What's his heartburn button do?
Ate spicy wings last night, woke up in the middle of the night, thought I was having a heart attack. Do better!
So, again, the premise is if it's a simulation, if it's a game, each of us has somebody controlling us. Like we are the characters in the video game. What do you think of your control of the person that's got the controller?
I can't stand my guy. Yeah. My guy has been playing too long, and he just keeps running me into walls.
Oh, no.
Making me jump off bridges and fly out of roller coasters.
It's weird we're talking about this, because on the break, you guys both ran out to go do something, and I was alone in the studio, and I was literally thinking to myself, like, I'm kind of the worst. Like,
what?
I was like, I should switch some stuff up in my life. This is not going great right now.
What caused that?
I don't know. I think I was like thinking of my outfit today, and I'm just like, why do I always look the way that I do? Like, why can't I look cute all the time?
Man, you really like hit a nerve.
I didn't really think it was
going to
go there.
Yeah, the person controlling me, I'm like, make better choices. Stop being so like depressed.
Yeah.
So like, if you were a color forms, then they're not putting the right dresses on you?
Exactly.
That was actually kind of where I wanted to go. Not only like what do you think of it now, but what buttons do you want them to push more? Like, so like, for example, maybe they can't control every outcome, because when you're playing video games, sometimes there are things you can do, some things you can't do, right?
I know exactly.
But like, do you want them to take more chances? Do you want them to be more aggressive? Do you want them to be crazier? What do you want?
So I watched Nick play Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of like shooting guys in the face and getting hit by trains.
Right.
But then you can just like take your horse into a pasture.
You can just wander. Yeah.
That's what I want.
You want them to just go wander.
I've got a 13-year-old horny boy who's just. I want an 80-year-old man to play me.
You should be in my Animal Crossing game,
yes,
Dave.
Take me fishing. Just take me fishing.
That's funny.
See, the person controlling mine definitely needs to be more aggressive, needs to like speak their mind more, take up more space. And I'm always just like, I'm not going to say anything.
I've taken up enough space. Yeah.
Exactly. How about Andrew?
I need my guy to hit the run and jump buttons a lot more, or never again, because every so often it's just not cutting it. I just end up out of breath.
Don't hate me, tired. But I think that I'm playing me.
No, I knew it.
Yeah, here's why.
Yeah, that sucks to be you guys. I'm actually the master of my own destiny.
No. This is means I'm just an idiot. It's because there are times that I just Rambo it. Like in real life, just Rambo. I'm like, because in the games, if you Rambo it, you're just going to take your gun and you're just running into a crowded room of enemies and just start shooting people. Like, that's you're just going all in, going
carefully.
Crazy.
Yeah, this is incredible.
In a video game. That's what you do sometimes.
And then other times, door brandishing two pistols, just firing them off wherever.
But other times in the games, I like to sneak around the edges and see what's happening and find out what's going on. And I don't know. I feel like it fits, even though it's not necessarily a good player.
Hmm.
It makes sense to me the way that the game is being played if I'm an NPC, if I'm a character.
My guy is playing as if there's no permanent record. As if no one's keeping score.
Oh, my guy's keeping score.
It's all completely just like shooting from the hip and none of this matters. So why wouldn't you jump off the bridge?
Yeah. No, mine's keeping score, right? Because in the video games, if you do the wrong things, your score comes down.
Yeah.
My person's definitely trying to keep the score
up. No one told my guy how it works.
Man, I'm going to take it back and say I definitely am playing my own game because I'm thinking of my Animal Crossing game in particular. And there's so many things in the game that I hop on the game to play for a little bit and I'm like, I hate my outfit just like I do in real life. And then there's like all these flowers I need to dig up. I'm like, I'm just going to take care of that later. Just like wander around. So, I mean, it's kind of all adding up.
One of the funniest things ever, this has been years ago, Rachel visited Andrew's home.
And vice versa. Mm-hmm.
In Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
And she sent me a couple screenshots. Was it an aquarium
Twitter,
that you have?
I have an aquarium themed home.
Yes. Oh, it was impressive.
Well, and then I have a fish themed home, of course. And then I have the museum in my town has a very impressive aquarium that I'm quite boastful of.
Did you fund it?
Yes, I caught all the fish that go in there, and so I was showing Rachel all of my fish. And then I remember there's one big tank where there's nothing in it, and I couldn't figure out what it is. And I remember being like, do you know what, in the little chat, I'm like, do you know what go in this tank? And she took a super long time to respond. She just goes, no.
Yeah, we kept like talking over Animal Crossing, which took forever. We could have just been texting.
Yeah.
It was very fun, though. That was, like, one of my favorite Animal Crossing nights that I've had. I'm like, I'm going to visit my friends on
island. I remember you had a little blue hat.
Yep. I have a little cap, and I had a little striped sweater. I was having guests over. I had to dress nice.
Yeah, sure.
There are a lot of games that I play where you have the option to, like, you have a room, and you can decorate your room, and I just ignore that part. I just want to go play the game.
Shooting.
Just dropping my swords.
Trying to go find the bad guys.
It is interesting when you play video, like, because you could be, like, for example, the game like Baldur's Gate, which is based on Dungeons and Dragons. So you could be any number of like fantastical races or characters, or any kind of like, you know, wielding any kind of potential magic or whatever. And I always just make like a white dude with a sword. His name is Andrew.
Why wouldn't you be an elf for something?
I don't know. That's the thing. I never branch out with stuff like that. I have to make myself do stuff like that more. I always name the character Andrew, even. It's like, come on. That's the least creativity possible.
It's always great when they have the NPCs talk to you and they just use the name like, hello, Andrew, what are you doing in this dungeon?
Yeah.
And in Pokemon, I always liked that you could name your rival, too.
Yeah.
Oh.
So you have your own name and then your rival's name. And I would usually, Ash's, in the show, Ash's rival's name is Gary. So I would usually just pick Gary.
Gary?
That's my rival.
She's telling the truth. She's right.
Yeah, his name is Gary.
His name is Gary. So it's just like, hey, that Gary guy is a jerk. But you can name him.
Did you just accept that a supervillain was named Gary?
He's not a supervillain. He's a rival.
Yeah, he's like another 10.
He's like a peer.
He's another 10-year-old who thinks he's better than you.
Okay.
Yeah.
That tracks.
Yeah.
It is funny that their names are Ash Ketchum and Gary.
Yeah, so he's just like a little, like, he's just a rude little weasel whose name is Gary and he thinks he's better than you.
My favorite meteorologist in town is a guy named Gary on Channel 5 because he has two R's in his name.
Gary. There you go.
And he's always pissy.
Hope Dave Murray's not listening.
Yeah.
Well, he's not here anymore.
Okay.
No, that's fair.
He's not on television.
Yeah.
Oh, Matt.
TV meteorologist.
Yeah. Yeah, Gary always finds a dark side to everything.
Yeah, what about Matt?
Nah, Chambers is so much more than a meteorologist.
That's a good point.
He's a personality.
Chambers is Chambers.
He transcends.
I do love getting up and watching him, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's the best.
I don't know how he does what he does.
Any aspect of his life, just pick one.
I know, that's what I mean, like all of it.
Well, he posted on Twitter or something earlier today about how he was the first person at Schnucks this morning, which is like 6 a.m. is when Schnucks opens. And then I'm thinking, so you had the day off and you got up at 6 a.m. and went to the grocery store? Like, that's wild.
He's got some kind of dark magic, though. Whenever you ask him, you're like, how do you do any of it?
He's got a donkey he beats with a board daily. Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
He's just like, ha-ha, anyway. Like, yeah, he changes the subject.
It's 4 in the morning and he's on Channel 4 and he's like, golly gee willikers, looks like another beautiful day. I'm like, shut up.
He's so happy.
Gary's more my speed. Where he's like, well, looks like another stupid sunny day.
Tony Gary.
Enjoy the sunburn, everybody. So Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez are evidently in marriage counseling. Can you imagine being in marriage counseling with either one of them?
No.
I can just picture Ben Affleck standing in the corner looking upset with a box of donuts.
Do you think they have like the same issues that we do?
Probably.
Yeah, I think so.
Sure.
Probably.
I think, you know, I think they, I mean, they just look like they just get annoyed by each other, you know, which I think is a common but like, spouse thing.
They may be us, but like times 10.
Mm.
They seem pretty high strung.
They do seem pretty high strung.
They seem
they're always fighting in
high
public.
Maintenance.
Are there two people who have like broken up and gotten back together and then broken up for the same reasons more than those two? Like it just keeps, that's how they're like us. They keep like getting back together and being like, this time will probably be different. And then they're like, oh no, wait, the exact same problem that you were 3 years ago or whatever.
Do you think breaking up with someone who is just empirically in the top 1% of human attractiveness is any harder?
Probably, yes.
Yeah,
because
probably.
You are too. That's
I was gonna say. Yeah. I think it's relative.
If you're Ben Affleck, you lose J-Lo, but you're still Ben Affleck.
He'll end up with another.
Aging. I mean, he's fine, but he's not aging like she's. Aging.
I think she's coming out ahead on that deal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Wait, is he coming out ahead? Now, she's prettier than him.
I think for both of them, their next option is going to be pretty fine for them.
That's guess.
A good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in both their cases, probably someone quite a bit younger.
He dated Ana de Armas. Is that her name?
Yeah, he did.
Right before J-Lo. One of the prettiest ladies out there, too. So, I mean, he'll be fine if they break up. But.
Yeah, and she will, too.
But it's just, I feel for them because if they get a divorce, it is pretty embarrassing because it's like, we're back together and we're doing Dunkin' commercials and things have never been great. Oh, never mind.
They did. No, Rachel makes a good point, too. They made a really big show of when they got back. They're like, this time, this is the time.
Watch out.
Yeah.
Well, look at like Elizabeth Burton and
Elizabeth Taylor and
Elizabeth
Richard
Taylor and Richard Burton. Yeah. I think they're married three times.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, they were a troubling couple, I think.
I love how toxic they were.
Yeah, they were toxic before we had the words to describe it.
You ever watched Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf?
I have not.
That's a tough watch.
I don't know what that is.
It's a
old movie?
It's an old movie.
Oh, that's why.
He is like, I'm out.
He is a college professor. They're both alcoholics, and they have a young couple over, and they're both hitting on the opposite sex of the young couple and screaming at each other. And
it's like a nightmare dinner.
They were filming a reality show.
Yeah, like, that sounds like the real world.
Probably like their real world.
Yeah, good point.
324 DGS. So Paul Skeens, the phenom pitcher for the Pirates, was pitching a no-hitter through six innings.
Yep.
And then they pulled him.
Yep.
Wow.
Because he threw 100 pitches.
I didn't know that happened.
Oh, it happens all the time now.
I'm really surprised.
All the time. It is actually expected at this point. Very few
Would
pitchers.
Would that have been a no-no at some point?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, 20 years ago, no chance. 20 years ago, you'd let that guy go out there and throw 130 pitches.
It's like poking the baseball gods in the eye kind of thing.
That's how it was viewed, right? I mean, you like, first of all, you know, there's a logical view to it. Like, this guy may never do this again.
Right.
Right? It might be the last time in his life he's ever this good. Let him finish it.
Yeah.
But teams think, and I say this seriously, they think that for some reason we have arbitrarily decided that 100 pitches is the magic number. There's no science behind it. There's no studies that say, well, 100, that's the one. It's just because it's a big round number, and it's three numbers. So we're like, well, I guess that's the one that serves as the barrier
could
we will not cross.
It could be 150.
I mean, for some guys, it should be 80. For some guys, it could easily be 130. You know, I mean, like Nolan Ryan used to throw 150, 160 pitches in games. And I understand he trained for it, which is kind of getting me to the point. You know, there's no chance with the way that the Pirates treated Paul Skeens' development this year that he would ever have a chance to throw more than six or seven innings. It just can't happen because they limited him. He was throwing 65, 70, 75 pitches a game and then coming out of the game. And teams believe that they're preserving their arms. But there are more injuries than ever before in the history of the game. So these tactics don't work.
Did the guys back in the olden days, like with Gibson, where they'd pitch every third day and they'd throw 140 pitches, did they not throw nearly as hard?
I don't think they threw with as much effort regularly. I think when you ask them to max out, like when they said, all right, we're going to let it rip, it was probably close to as hard as what you're seeing now. But they weren't doing it every pitch. And now every pitch
full on
is, and keep in mind, not just every fastball. Every slider, every curveball, every changeup, every split finger is with the same amount of effort because the effort leads to movement with those other pitches, right? Sharper movement. And it's funny, nobody wants to address the 500-pound gorilla. That is, the effort level is what's getting people hurt. It's not a pitch count that's getting people hurt, because we have 100 years of baseball history of pitchers throwing 200, 250, 300 innings a year. And now all of a sudden nobody can.
Yeah.
Well, what changed?
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah.
DGS. Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
So I am famously not much of a man's man when it comes to like fixing stuff at home and all that kind of
thing. Oh, I see that. That just destroyed my image.
Yeah, I'm sure it did.
You are the man's man.
But I am a man's man in one way. I just bought an obsidian knife because I watched a movie about Neanderthals. Yeah. And I had to have one. And then Wheels goes, oh, man, I love daggers. I wish I could have a suit of armor. I'm like, a suit of armor would be the most amazing thing ever.
You know, I'd wear it to
like
work.
There's certain boy things that you just can't get away from.
Yep. So over the weekend,
I got one.
What do you got?
I got a dagger. I got a dagger.
Oh, see, of course
what
did.
Kind? Come on, let us know.
Oh, I don't know. I really don't know the name of it, but I have a machete sitting right here next to me.
Oh, sweet.
Even better.
Sweet. See, my dagger is a Roman dagger. Bought it in, where did we buy that?
Rome?
Orvieto, Italy.
Yeah, close enough.
Over the weekend, while we were going through some stuff at the house, some of my mom's stuff and everything, in a closet where she had hidden it, I found my old sword cane. It was actually my brother had purchased it.
The sword awesome. I want one of those too, but I don't need a cane.
I'll bring it in. I'll bring it into work. It is. It has.
It
a
might
dragon.
Be against the rules.
It's
at
a cane,
work.
And it has
like if Mr. Peanut were an assassin.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah. And so you pop it and unscrew it and shing. And
she
could
took
not,
it from you?
You could not take that thing out of my hands this weekend.
Evidently.
I didn't. I mean, I had carried it with me everywhere I went. We had dinner in Grafton. I took it to Grafton. I should have taken it.
You really should have had that.
How old were you whenever you got this?
So my brother actually bought it. I was probably about 13 or 14.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah, yeah, the exact right age. Every age is the right age to have a sword cane, as I learned this weekend. I was so happy when I saw
it. Dave, I don't know if you've heard my famous story, but when I was 13, I went to Six Flags with my two cousins from Southern Illinois, farmers, and our dads gave us each like $10, and that was all we had to spend all day, and we went straight to the gift shop. Both my cousins bought bull whips, and I bought the invisible dog. Because I thought, oh, my God.
Cool.
It's the coolest thing ever.
Everyone's going to think I'm the funniest person of all time.
Yeah.
So I spent the most miserable day of my life. Within 2 minutes, I knew I'd made a mistake. Because every person was like, hey, your dog's missing. And I don't know how I didn't foresee my cousins bullwhipping me all day. And there's nothing you can do in return when you have an invisible dog on a leash.
No.
Get him.
And that doesn't fold up into your pocket.
No, it doesn't.
Also,
my
think about
dad
that.
Wouldn't let me throw it away.
Think
I couldn't get
that.
A bullwhip.
Is there anything more 70s or 80s than selling children bullwhips?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Selling bullwhips and Six Flags.
Yeah, there was no like, is this okay with your parents?
No, it's like, yeah. Like, here you go, kid.
Here you go. Don't put your eye out. Hey, why don't you use it on that loser with the invisible dog?
So my cousins went to Six Flags and got some .22 rifles.
I think I would have preferred that. It's a real bullwhip. Like, it really hurt.
Oh, man.
They're whipping my invisible dog, and people are cracking up.
Oh, no.
You're like, stop.
Standing in line at the log flume with an 8-foot-long leash.
You're like, doggy doesn't like that.
Can you take your dog on the rides?
See?
I always thought that the invisible dogs were cool, Dave.
Thank you, Rich.
That comforts you at all.
I can't remember. I remember wanting one when I was at Cedar Point as a kid, but I don't remember if I got it or not.
Oh, the first 2 minutes I was owning it. I'm like, hey, hold up there.
You're like, see, like biscuit? Pulling you across.
And then the first person was like, what a dork. I'm like, okay.
I'm just holding it for my brother.
Another mistake. Yeah, that's what I should have done. They're like, hey, kid, where'd you get the bullwhip? That's sweet. Save, how'd you do on the numbers yesterday?
We're up about 15 right now, 15,000.
Sweet.
That's good for summer.
Yeah,
that'll build over the weekend.
Very nice. And a beautiful weekend, right?
Yeah, the weekend looks good. We still have some showers and thunder showers around. They're kind of pulsing. They go up. They're not severe, but there'll be a little thunder and lightning. It's mainly from downtown St. Louis to the south and to the east. South St. Louis County has some action. South City has some action out through about Wildwood. And it fired up for a little bit. Now it looks like it's losing power. But this kind of up and down stuff will be around until 9 o'clock tonight at the latest. If you live in St. Charles County, I don't think you'll see much of anything. If you live to the north, even north St. Louis County, you're probably not going to see much of anything. It is all basically St. Louis downtown, south and east, and that will continue to fade away with the setting sun. A lot of clouds. I don't think we'll clear out much overnight, but tomorrow is partly sunny, a little patchy ground fog along the rivers first thing in the morning, 85 for the high, clear skies Saturday night, beautiful evening for any plans you may have, 64 for the overnight low, Sunday sunny, I guess we could call it almost hot, 89 for the high Sunday afternoon, Monday partly sunny, maybe a spot storm, but basically a dry day on Monday, 89 degrees, and then back to scattered showers and thunderstorms Tuesday and Wednesday. Little concerned that there could be some severe weather come Tuesday afternoon and again on Wednesday afternoon. Long way off, though. Let's not worry about that right now.
Okay, fair enough. Headlines, Rach.
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. All right, Elon Musk says that Twitter has fully migrated to its new domain, x.com.
Is this the biggest mistake since New Coke?
I don't think so. You know,
I
struggle with it because I like the name Twitter. I still call it Twitter. I actually haven't updated my Twitter app on my phone because I don't want it to change to X. I'm just having a hard time letting go. But you watch the news, you watch different shows and stuff, and people are just saying X like kind of seamlessly. So I guess
what do they call tweeting now?
Xing.
Yeah. Shut up.
Xing.
Yeah.
That doesn't even roll.
It's stupid. And the other thing I want to put in a formal request on is for the news agencies covering anything related to X, stop doing X, formerly known as Twitter. Everybody knows it's formerly known as Twitter. We don't need to keep saying it anymore.
Or just call it Twitter. If you have to include Twitter in it, just call it Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it will be Twitter to me, not out of any protest or anything. It's just easier. Because X, it's in a lot of things. It's got a lot of different usage and meanings and
that was a lot of vibes.
So beautiful about Twitter. It didn't mean anything.
No, it meant what it was. It was Twitter. Now X, like, oh, I got to go check out X. X what?
X.com.
Yeah.
Where the tweets or the X's are, you know? All right. According to a new survey, Americans ignore their check engine light for an average of 4 months before finally taking it into the shop.
Yeah.
This was a poll of 2,000 American car owners. One in five drivers confessed to putting off a maintenance check for 6 and even 8
months. I had a friend of mine who's a mechanic go, oh, you know, like 90% of the time it's because you put your gas cap back on.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Yep.
That's all I needed to hear.
Yep. Yep. Right. What age were you when you learned that the blinking light means like stop your car now and call someone?
This age, because that's a couple weeks ago. Whenever Andrew and I were in the car, and my check engine light was blinking and my car was shaking. I was like, this doesn't seem good.
Yeah.
And then I Googled it and it was like, stop driving.
The blinking is urgent. I learned that. I don't remember how old I was.
Blinking engine light or just
if the engine light is blinking, it means stop your car.
I didn't know that.
Something bad is wrong.
Okay.
If it's just on, it means there's something routine that's going wrong.
Oh, now you shouldn't have told me that. Now I'll never stop.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, it could mean you need to get your oil changed, which could mean your engine will freeze up if you don't. You know, it can be mad.
That's happened to me.
Yeah, that's happened to me too.
Donald Trump is talking his VP timeline. Former President Trump says there's a, quote, good chance he'll announce his running mate at the Republican National Convention. That's pretty late, don't you guys think?
I think so.
You guys, it's me.
Oh my goodness. If it was you, I would just, I don't know what I would do.
Just quit. I'm done.
I would be so confused. I'd be like, how did this happen?
So wouldn't you love to see a debate, though, of the vice presidential candidates?
Yes.
Wouldn't it be great? Good Lord. I would
He's
like that.
He's the wolf master. He loves wolves. I don't know why he loves wolves so much, but he loves them.
Some people say he knows more about wolves.
That's why we get along so well.
Long red hair. He's lost some weight lately.
Call him Wolfie.
Wolf ball.
Yeah, I mentioned wolf ball.
Let's see. What do we want to talk about here?
I want to talk about being vice president.
I want to talk about Dave's machete.
Yeah, I don't know why, but that shocked me too. I'm like,
is that for gardening or is that like, you know,
it is for gardening, but it just happens to be right next to me.
Yeah, just in case someone walks in.
I actually have two of them. I don't know why I have two, but I do.
Dave's like Crocodile Dundee. Somebody breaks in with a knife. He's like, that's not a knife.
You know, when the UPS guy comes, I just walk out with that in my hand.
He's like, okay, sir, have a fine day.
Speaking of former President Donald Trump, he says a great silent majority of Americans will help him return to the White House. He says he basically was bragging about the size of his rallies. He went on to say, by the way, if Biden went down to a rally, he wouldn't get 50 people in the same location as me.
That's okay.
He's boring.
That is a little, that's a little confusing to be like, it's the great silent majority. And by the way, 100,000 people showed up to my rally.
They're not so silent.
Speaking of debates, Mitt Romney took a swipe at Joe Biden and Donald Trump deciding to do a debate. He said it'll be entertaining, informative, like the two old guys on The Muppets.
Statler and Waldorf.
Yeah, someone wrote that for him.
Yeah, that's true. Mitt's not that funny, is he?
No.
And RFK Jr. says that excluding him from the debate undermines democracy. He wrote on X that the Democrat and Republican nominees are colluding against him, and they basically saying they're trying to keep him away from the debate because they're afraid that RFK would win.
Bill Maher had a pretty good line. Bill Maher said, RFK Jr. is a 70-year-old man whose brain was eaten by a worm, and he's the youth candidate.
I say let him on stage. He's 70?
Yeah.
So that, again, man, we can't do we just keep doing this, don't we?
Yeah,
he's a youngin'. Let him on stage. I look. I'm not threatened by having him on stage.
He doesn't have a chance whether he gets on the stage or not. Yep. Just based on the numbers, no third party has a chance at the moment in this country.
And one final story: Rudy Giuliani is launching a coffee brand. He launched Rudy Coffee this week, offering three styles of coffee beans.
Oh, my Lord.
The variations come with taglines such as fighting for justice with an image of Giuliani from his time in New York. Enjoying life with a photo of a flip-flop wearing Giuliani sitting on a beach.
I thought that would be the one from the Borat movie in the hotel room.
And America's Mayor with a picture of Giuliani holding a cup. I don't really get that.
Those are the three images that jump out at me.
Yeah. not the smudge going down his face when he's sweating.
That's right.
This dripping
bad
into
hair
a
color.
Coffee.
Yeah.
Drink my hair.
Yeah. You know what here's the thing. Here's the three images I think of Rudy now, which I would never have thought 20 years ago. The smudge of crap going down his face. The
hair dye?
Yeah. The press conference in front of the maintenance company.
Called the Four Seasons.
Four Seasons.
I think that was the hair dye day as well.
And then the Borat movie.
Yeah. Thank you, Dave.
All right. Have a good one.
So earlier in the show, when we're talking about what if it's a simulation and the person who's playing you sucks, and I said, I want an old man to play me because like I just want to do old man things. And old people tend to like to sit and watch water. Do you think that's because we just wear out and we end up doing old person things because we can't do anything else? And if we could, we'd be out tearing it up. Or do you think that we get smarter? And we're like, you know what's really great? Watching water.
I think it's the second one. I was just watching a long like Twitter thread of it was videos of this guy going up to older people and asking like, how old are you and what's your biggest regret and this and this. And most people were saying like, I regret that I took things so seriously or that I pushed myself to be a way that I really wasn't. And I think you just kind of wise up and you start to notice the things that are pretty cool.
Too.
Like running water is cool.
Yeah. Mm. Sort of like when if you're single and you're out there and then you get in a relationship and it's a comfortable relationship and you realize that you both like laying on the couch and going to bed at 9 p.m.
Nothing wrong with that.
Right? And like maybe that's just the more pleasant way to live life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not going to watch water.
I think we get tired of everything, too.
Wolfmaster.
I think when you're out tearing it up, I think eventually, after so many years, like anything else, that gets old. It gets boring.
I would go watch wolves, though.
I'm going to go watch water.
Yeah.
Sounds pleasant to me, and I'm in my 30s, so.
Yeah.
Watching water is nice.
Water is cool. Running water.
Jet skis are cool.
We got to find a way to get rid of this man.
Kevin's going to be at the retirement home and everyone's just chilling and he's like, going on the jet ski or what?
Hey, watch the water, loser.
I'll be all by myself because everybody's going to be so annoyed. Let's go!